Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On this Friday, the second day of October, it's 74, had more sunshine today than we expected, but those clouds are kind of scooting in from the east, and some areas way off to our east could experience some rainfall this weekend, but we only have about a 20% chance here. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. 42-year-old Matthew E. Jolly of Mill Shoals has been jailed on a charge of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. Jolly was taken into custody Thursday afternoon by Wayne County Sheriff's Police based upon a warrant issued through the county state's attorney David Williams' office. The case against Jolly was investigated by detectives of the Illinois State Police. Jolly is currently being held in the Wayne County Jail at Fairfield under $10,000 cash bond. 25-year-old Ryan Tibbs of Sisney has been jailed following a domestic disturbance early this morning in Sisney. Ryan Tibbs is accused of attempting to strangle 23-year-old Mary E. Tibbs of Fairfield during an altercation. Ryan Tibbs told police that during the alleged altercation he grabbed a knife to defend himself, but then stabbed himself in the thigh. Ryan Tibbs was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of a stab wound to his thigh. He was later released to the Wayne County Jail, where he's been lodged on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. And Austin W. Prater, 18, of Mount Vernon, was arrested by Wayne City Police last night on a charge of drunk driving and possession of marijuana. Prater posted $300 cash bond and was released from custody pending a court appearance. WFIW News, time 12:17.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're continuing to expand by welcoming family nurse practitioner Kristen Betts at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Kristen will provide full-range family care, including women and children's health care and DOT physicals. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. To schedule an appointment, call 618-643-2988.
Smart shoppers know the place to save on their grocery shopping is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week you'll find pork steak for only $1.39 a pound. Best Choice vegetables, select varieties, 15-ounce cans for 49 cents. Best Choice chili beans, 49 cents a can. Best Choice flour, 5-pound bag, $1.29. And Dole salad mix, 12-ounce package for only 99 cents. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Kincaid's and Carhartt go together like hammers and nails, shoes and socks, dogs and bones, George and paint, and Leroy and plumbing. October is Carhartt month at Kincaid's. Kincaid's has a massive stock of Carhartt clothing and accessories for men and women. Keep your Kincaid's Carhartt receipt, drop your name in the entry box, and you could win half off your Carhartt purchase at Kincaid's. You could win a $1,000 shopping spree also when you drop your name in that box too at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
49-year-old Gary L. Powell of Grayville has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 1 felony charge of residential burglary. Powell was sentenced this morning in Edwards County Circuit Court at Albion. In pleading guilty, Powell admitted to burglarizing the home of Frederick and Wilma Jackson on Spring Street in Grayville. The case was investigated by the Grayville City Police Department. In addition to 8 years in prison, Circuit Judge David Franklin ordered Powell to serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of custody. The judge also gave Powell credit for 42 days he spent in jail awaiting disposition of his case. A Southern Illinois man has been sentenced to 16 years in federal prison on charges he manufactured methamphetamine in three Southern Illinois counties. Colt V. Lynn, 30, of Golconda, was sentenced yesterday in U.S. District Court at Benton. Lynn was found guilty of the charges following a two-day trial, a jury trial, on June 23rd of this year. The jury found that Lynn was guilty of conspiring with others to manufacture methamphetamine in Saline, Union, and Pope counties of Southern Illinois. He was initially charged in a two-count indictment with being in possession of pseudoephedrine pills, knowing they would be used to manufacture methamphetamine. The case against Lynn was investigated by Illinois State Police and the Pope County Sheriff's Department. Well, folks, it's homecoming weekend at Fairfield Community High School. The annual homecoming parade has been set for 2:30 this afternoon. Those participating in the parade are reminded there is a new route this year. The lineup is on North 1st Street near the high rise. The parade route will then come down to Court Street over to Main Street and then disband on Northwest 4th Street at the Airtex parking lot. Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be serving barbecue pork sandwiches and nachos with all the trimmings at the homecoming football game tonight. Serving will begin at 6 p.m. Barbecue sandwiches are $3 each, and barbecue nachos are $5. Mulebackers will also be raffling off a duffel bag donated by Fairfield Printing and Graphics. It'll be full of spirit wear, mule spirit wear, and other gear. Tickets are $6 for $5 or $1 each. The drawing will be at halftime. The Mulebackers will also have a float in the parade this afternoon, so be sure and watch for them. The Mulebackers are proud supporters of the Fairfield Community High School sponsoring the prize money for the winning class floats. And also, FNB will be closed during the FCHS homecoming parade this afternoon from around 2:30 till about 3 p.m., so be sure and stop by the north side of FNB for free popcorn starting around 2:30 this afternoon till the end of the parade. So if you're unable to make it to the downtown area to watch the big homecoming parade, we do encourage you to watch it on the radio at WFIW FM 104.9 featuring Bruce Dickey and Billy Rogers. And that broadcast is being sponsored today by FNB. WFIW News Time 12:21.
Come to Ubinger's Furniture Company for the Columbus Day Sealy Posturepedic Sale. Get free delivery and setup, and for a limited time, up to 24 months free financing. See store for details. And at Ubinger's, we're introducing the Tempur-Pedic Flex Collection. It's love at first feel, and these Tempur-Pedic queen sets can cost as little as $103 per month. Traditional style, pillow top queen sets start at just $5.99. We have something for everyone, so hurry out to the Sealy Columbus Day Sale only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive, Highway 50 East Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full-service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Well, the presidents of Illinois' nine public universities are urging Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and leaders in the Democratic-controlled General Assembly to end the ongoing state budget stalemate. The president said in a letter to the governor and lawmakers yesterday that uncertainty over how much state money the schools will get this fiscal year and when they will get that money is beginning to damage their ability to teach and do research. They also say that students and employees are now starting to wonder whether Illinois is the best place to be. In a separate message to the University of Illinois' three campuses, President Timothy Killeen called the continued uncertainty unsustainable. State government is operating without a budget that was due July the 1st, while the dispute over state spending continues. Kitty College, located right here in Fairfield, has earned accreditation from the National Association for the Education of Young Children, the nation's leading organization of early childhood professionals. Now, this puts Kitty College in the top 8% in high-quality early childhood programs in the region, in the nation, that is. To earn NAEYC accreditation, Kitty College went through an extensive self-study process measuring the program and its services against the 10 early childhood program standards and the more than 400 related accreditation criteria. The program received accreditation after an on-site visit by assessors to ensure that the program meets each of the 10 program standards. Students in grades 3 through 6 here in Fairfield will have a unique opportunity to participate in the big fall foliage paint-out this year. It's next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, October the 10th. Natalie Hurd, FCHS art instructor, and her painting students will be offering a painting class at 10 a.m. at Fairfield City Hall. Students will create a unique art project and learn about blending, texture, form, and shape. A picture of a fall tree will be created using water-soluble crayons and techniques taught during the session. Supplies for the event are being sponsored by and provided by the Fairfield Kiwanis Club. No more than 25 budding artists will be accepted to participate in the special event. Pre-registration must be completed by October the 5th, and registration forms are available at the local elementary schools or by contacting Melinda States at Wayne County Abstract Company. Fairfield Rotary Club met Thursday at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Marty Vaughn, program chairperson, invited Rhonda Knight with the southeastern area of the Special Olympics to speak to the club. Rhonda talked to the club about the Special Olympics, their operations here in the area, and their upcoming golf scramble fundraiser. She told the club that the scramble is a four-person event, tee-off times at 8:30 tomorrow morning, with a continental breakfast served at 8. Don't forget the Enfield Mule Days celebration is underway. Of course, tonight it's the Little Miss contest at 6:30, the Miss Mule Day contest at 7, and Junior Miss at 7:30. The 94th Annual Mule Day Parade is at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. November crude oil is down 31 cents per barrel, trading at $44.43 a barrel. Local refineries dropped their offering a quarter a barrel yesterday, and today are paying $37.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow is off 3 points at 16,270. The Nasdaq's up 9 at 4,636. In local and area deaths, Eugene Large, 95, and his wife Katie Large, 91, of Fairfield, died Thursday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. She and Eugene were married for 74 and a half years at the time of their death. Eugene retired from Airtex Products after 44 years, ending as the quality inspector for over 20 years. He served for many years as a trustee on the executive board for Local 543 United Auto Workers Union. Eugene was a member of the First Christian Church, having served over the years as a teacher for both youth and adult, financial secretary, a deacon, then elder, as the chairman of the elders and chairman of the church board. Before he moved to Fairfield in 1952 from Mill Shoals, he was the Odd Fellows Vice Grand and Noble Grand for several years. He bowled on the Airtex League, earning many trophies, also coached Pee Wee Little League in Fairfield for years. Through the years, Katie worked at Red and White Grocery Store, then at the Index 5 and Dime Variety Store, then at Airtex Products, from which she took an early retirement. Katie was a member of the First Christian Church, having served over the years with her husband Eugene as a teacher for youth groups, as a nursery worker, and member of the Martha Circle. Their survivors include a son, Ken Large of Jeff, daughters Bonnie Brown of Terre Haute, Terry Prizer of O'Fallon, Karen Burl of St. Louis. 14 grandchildren also survive, along with 22 great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild and many nieces and nephews. Their funeral services for Eugene and Katie Large will be 2 o'clock Monday afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. The burial will be in Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals. Visitation noon until the time of service at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi or to the Fairfield First Christian Church. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Larkin Burl Price died Thursday at Wayfair in Fairfield. He'd been a professor of literature at the University of Illinois. Survivors included nephew Ed Clark of St. Louis. The body will be cremated with a burial later. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Blanche Winter, 92, of Carmi, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at Zion United Methodist Church near Carmi, with burial in the White County Memorial Garden. Visitation is now until the time of service at the church. The Campbell Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church. Funeral services for Jeanette Dean, 84, of Xenia, will be 12 noon Sunday at the Community of Christ Brush Creek Congregation, Rural Xenia, with burial in Brush Creek Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be 6 to late Saturday night at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, then 11 a.m. till the time of service Sunday at the church. Memorials may be made to the church or the Brush Creek Campground. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News time is 12:30.
I've always liked doing pediatrics. I love taking care of kids. I love watching them grow up, and I watch them in the community.
You know, if they see us on a Friday night, it's really easy to relate Monday morning because we kind of already know what's going on. I know who they are.
I would choose rural practice over big city practice any day.
When a kid makes me smile, that's when I think, okay, that's why I'm in this, and this is a good day.
Learn more about Fairfield's only board-certified pediatricians at crhpc.org.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Let's make it a high in the mid-70s. 20% chance of showers tonight, low 51. Same thing Saturday, high 63. Partly sunny Sunday, 71. Sunny Monday, 75. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny, 78. 71 the high yesterday, 51 our low this morning. And at 12:31 this afternoon, with quite a few sunbeams, it's breezy. Our temperature, 74. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.